We'll wait a little bit and see if anyone else decides to join. Hello, hello. Alrighty. We'll go ahead and get started, and as people come in, if they decide to come in, we can catch them up if we've gone very far. So, thank you guys for joining me. This is something I've been curious about sharing to folks for a while, because it's not something I see talked about all that often. Namely, the idea of creating customized divination tools is something that isn't really talked about. Usually you see people talking about making their own tarot cards or their own rune sets, but you don't really see people just saying, why don't I make something completely new all on my own? I mean, to be fair, it does have some difficulties with it because you have to troubleshoot it all on your own, and sometimes it makes you feel like, well, all these tried and true things, you know, they've existed for a while. There's guides, there's all these things explaining how they work. So a lot of people just kind of default to one of those. I personally feel that creating a customized divination tool to your own personal senses is something that is beneficial because it's tuned to who you are, how you work, how you think. And it becomes way more intuitive than, say, trying to learn tarot if it's not jiving with you. Of course, some people work really well with, like, tarot and the like. I was someone who enjoyed it. I can do it, but it just never quite clicked for me. So I started giving a few other things a try, and I came up with a few of my own. Any questions about how they work or the process yet? No worries. Essentially, the big thing here is, at the end of the day, I feel creating your own really does outweigh, the pros outweigh the cons. With the amount of customization you can really do some unique things. I'm going to show the two that I like to use. One I use much more than the other, but regardless, let me go ahead and start sharing my screen and show you guys the two methods I've come up with. Here we go. Alrighty. So this first one uses Tabletop Simulator. It's frequently used for board games and the like. And what I found using it was a set of, funnily enough, runes from RuneScape. Essentially, they're the collection of various little guys. And so what I did is in a notebook here, wrote down there what I associate with each of the different symbols, like, you know, chaos, blood, water, what have you. And as I decide to divine, I will pull out, kind of like I would with a tarot card deck, three, and then just see how they relate and what they could be telling me about any particular question or another. Of course, you can pull out more than that. You can pull out as many as you need. And the cool thing is it has the ability to shuffle in the bag, so I don't have to worry about randomization because it does it for me. I don't use this one quite as much just because it's cool, but it, still the drawing of it feels like it has more limitations to me. I'm someone who likes to pull a lot of information from a single image, and that's where the second type of divination comes in. It's what I call flame fractal scrying. This is done in the program Apotheos, which is free. And what you do is you generate a random set of images. This one creates up to 100, so if I feel like it, I can also say, pick a number between 1 and 100. Let's go with 24. Scroll down to whichever one 24 is, and look at the image that it produces. Being someone with aphantasia, I don't get mental images very clearly, if at all, quite frankly. So instead, this allows me to kind of scry into an image instead of trying to pull intuitively from someone's energy. And based off of the question that's been asked, I look at the shapes, I look at the colors, I look at any repeating patterns and how they intersect with each other, and I kind of get almost a narrative off of it. Another good one here, I could look at, say, kind of looking at the preview, I can kind of see major shapes and how they intersect, and then once it's done loading, I can look at the more fine details. Any questions? Okay.
Sorry, can you describe your process of pulling a narrative out of the colors?
Absolutely. So let's say the person wanted me to figure out, okay, how is this event going to turn out for me? And then they give me a random number. Let's go say they picked 16, for example. Once it's done loading, it takes a little bit. I can essentially change how clean the image comes out, and the cleaner it is, the longer it takes. But that's less relevant for the actual scrying part of it. But if I look at, like, say, this image here, I kind of see all these loops. It kind of reminds me of the wind. So the wind in this kind of shape comes across as very playful, very, very energetic. These are very positive colors. So say they were going to an event and I start going, okay, there's a lot of playful energy here. So I start kind of thinking pinks are kind of, at least to me, all these associations are associations I base off of my own opinions of these colors. So pink can be kind of flirty, sometimes just positive, you know, there's that old US idiom called I forget how exactly it goes, but essentially it associates pink with being healthy. So I'm getting very positive emotions from this. The bright green down here, again, reminds me of spring, the light blue. So essentially I would start weaving in, okay, this is going to be a very positive, very exciting event for you, and you may get some good relationships while you're there. You may meet somebody new. You might develop see something that inspires you to grow a bit at this event or something like that. Essentially, it's very, very much looking at the colors and seeing how they relate to each other to start putting together an idea of what the image is trying to say.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Cool. Essentially, now at this point, now that I've kind of explained how I came across and developed my own methods, I encourage you guys to start looking into what you could do as your own. You don't just need to do it digitally. You could do You could create your own way of pulling out pieces from like various collections that you have, any charms or things that matter to you and associations you have with them. If you just put them in a bag and pull them out, you can divine with those or anything like that. I've seen people divine off of the radio or divine off of, I'm sure you've heard of shufflemancy and bibliomancy. Those kinds of things are great, but they can. You can also go as far as to start collecting various quotes that matter to you and create your own sort of bibliomantic text that you divine off of instead of just grabbing a random book. That way you start having a deeper association with the things you're divining with, and you have that pre-established connotation that helps you kind of more intuitively figure out what's trying to be said by however you divine or whoever you speak to, if you speak to someone using divination methods. Otherwise, it's a pretty short little class. I figure it's a good one to start off the whole classes thing with. Before we wrap up, are there any other questions?
Can I jump in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So one of the things that I know is super popular for you to do is your number choices. Do you want to go into how you develop your RNG for, like, deciding are you going to dice throw or what kind of symbol sets you'll go for?
For picking which one of these I go for?
Mm-hmm. Like, mathematical, or you go for more nature symbolism. You know how behind the scenes it kind of goes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I see a lot of patterns, I will also interpret the geometric shapes. Let me see if I can find a good one that has it. Like this one. You can kind of see how it's a bunch of circles and concentric rings once it loads. And that also kind of has a bunch of associations with it as well. As for whether or not I have the individual ask for a number, that really depends on the tool I'm using. I have another one that essentially will pull one up randomly but doesn't give me a whole list. That one's on my phone, so it depends on whether I'm out and about or not. But sometimes I'll just pick the first one that comes up in the list, and that one also could be the one that's needed. Essentially, the more layers you build into your divination system, the more complex the readings come out to be. And you can really get in some really deep, intricate stuff there. Anything else? Alrighty. Well, thank you guys for coming. I know it was a little short, but I look forward to hearing from you guys about what kind of stuff you guys make with this kind of idea of making your own divination system. It's kind of a primer for it. If you guys have any questions about the method or if you guys want to potentially try some out, feel free to reach out to me and I'd be more than happy to help you troubleshoot. Other than that, you guys have a good evening.
Thank you. Sorry for missing most of the class. I will listen to the recording later.
Of course, no worries. I know it's late where you are. You guys get some sleep.
Good night.
Good night.